This is the day that Northern Ireland stops and mourns. A day which Constable Ronan Kerr, when he is led to rest after being murdered in a car bomb attack at the weekend, the 25-year-old police officer's funeral will be held in the small village of Berra in County Tyrone, where he was brought up. What a difference just a few days has made.
A 25-year-old policeman has died after a bomb exploded under his car in Omagh.
I wake up this morning and it's the same question that comes to me that was there last night, and that is why.
And joining the police service, this young man sought to protect and serve the community and to be part of defining a better future for all of us.
Pat, you know the mother of the victim who has been named as Constable Ronan Kerr.
Yes, I do, and she's the most wonderful person, and she's so gentle and so beautiful.
We don't want to go back to the dark days of fear and terror, and we were so proud of Ronan and all he stood for, and don't let his death be in vain.
I've been speaking to Kate Carroll. Kate's husband, Constable Stephen Carroll, was murdered by the Continuity IRA in March 2009.
My son had to take a spade away from me because I wanted to dig down into the ground just to touch my husband.
A young 25-year-old, young man from Belfast called Adam, phoned the programme, and he was shaking with fear and anger.
As a human being who lost their life yesterday, I wouldn't miss that on anybody for any reason whatsoever.
They can't kill us all, and we will be here and we will continue to serve this community.
I came out to work this morning, I checked below my car. Before I put my children in the car, I checked below my car.
I have three young children and I live in fear that maybe they'll get caught in the crossfire as well.
My husband has heard something outside the door very early in the morning, and he went out to see what the noise was, and he looked below the car, and below the driver's seat of the car there was a little box with wires at it.
I'm really putting pressure on my wife at the minute to leave Northern Ireland. You know, Stephen, I feel that I have a duty of care to my children. I have two beautiful young girls that may grow up to be police officers. They may grow up to marry police officers. And I feel that I could just remove that oppression that I felt when I was growing up in the Troubles, that I could remove that oppression easily by leaving this place.
The whole community is united against these people.
When I was growing up, if you had suggested that the GAA would have stood in a minute's silence for the death of a young police officer, that simply would not have happened.
It's moved on to peace, and our generation who have to live in the future simply will not let it regress into the chaos of the past.